was born in Montgomery County, of course. When I talk about I wasn't born in a town and such like those people are now. I was born at a farm down Longshore, direct north of Darlington. And that was in 1926, May 31st. Yeah, it was. I never actually lived in Darlington, even though I used to call it my hometown. I never actually lived there until I was 10 years old. We lived on a farm. And most of my early memory goes back to farming days. I'd say we lived in kind of a more primitive farm when I was born, but later on we moved south of Darlington into probably the nicest house in that part of the country. We actually had gas lights. We didn't have coal oil lamps. What they call carbide lights. And had a bathroom, had all that kind of good stuff. But actually, Darlington was a place we went once in a while. I looked forward to going to town with that. My dad, folks, or my folks, not very often, every couple of weeks maybe. Darlington then was a thriving community. We had everything in a little town then that you have in a city now. There was, I think, probably 3 grocery stores, 2 hardware stores, a Ford dealer. And we had a nice library. I think it was a Carnegie Library, I'm not sure. But just about everything you have in a city, we had a little bit of it then. Grain dealers. Slaughterhouse, yep. And and hardware stores, farm machinery, the whole bit. Most of the people live in Darlington. I don't think its population was about the same as it is now. Most of them, biggest part of them, actually worked in Darlington. Families of people that ran the stores and the businesses and so forth. Actually, that was their livelihood right in the town. That's where they lived. A few people, of course, went outside of town. But mostly nowadays it's what you call a bedroom community, I guess. I don't know what else to think about it. With the coming of the consolidated schools, it about died. It was down to, it didn't even have a grocery store. No drug stores, no restaurants, no nothing. But nowadays, it's kind of perked up a little bit with a few people that managed to use the old armory as a focal point of rejuvenating the place. When the state gave them the armory, to do as they fit with it. Some of the people decided instead of letting it die, they'd try to perk things up. And nowadays it looks a little better. The decrepit places have been torn down. Now they got black spaces where a lot of those stores used to be. But they have a nice bank, still got that nice library. Of course, I say that old armory is a focal point. They try to make a community center out of it, and they have quite a few things there. But I don't know whether anything else we need to talk about Darlington right now or not. But as I remember growing up before. Actually, I didn't move to Darlington until I was 10 years old when my father died. But most of my memories before that have to do with things that happened on the farm. My dad farmed with horses. Everybody farmed with horses then. He was one of the first ones to get a tractor. First one he got was too little. I found out he had to get a bigger one to take the place of a whole herd of horses, I guess you say. But when it went, I liked to go out to field with him. I'd probably be a farmer today. Farmer today, I imagine, if things had went there. Anything else I need to talk about now? I don't know.
So how long would it take you to get to Darlington? Did you go on a wagon or walk or horses?
Well, actually, when I remember, my folks had a car.
Oh, did they?
They had a 27 Chevrolet. And I suppose when I was first born, they didn't have it. They must have had a Model T or something. But it took, we didn't walk anywhere. We rode on a wagon or he rode on a car. But most of the time, I went to town with my dad, we went on a wagon because he was usually hauling feed in or hauling feed home or something like that. But,
did you have an ice box when you were a kid? Did they already have ice boxes?
Yeah, we had an ice box. A guy drove around the country, delivered ice every so often. We had a huckster wagon to come around and sold groceries in case you didn't want to go into town. We used to get bread and stuff like that from him. School bus was a regular thing in the wintertime. And that's how you get to know the other kids more, so even on the school bus, and you did in school almost. Wintertime school bus rides got a little tricky sometimes. I remember we got hung up one time in a storm. Farmers came, brought their horses out to pull us out. And the older kids that hold the loans on their beat their feet together to keep them warm. But, in 1930, it was different as it is now.
Oh, yeah. So was it a school hack, or was it actually a bus by the time you were going to school?
It was a school bus, but it was on a... The buses then were removable. The farmers used their truck for farming in the summertime, and then but they'd have the school bus and you'd up on prop somewhere, and they'd haul it in and put it on the wagon or on the truck for school bus time.
So did you have to heat bricks to keep your feet warm, or did you just dress warm? Or?
Well, mostly you just dress warm, I think. I don't remember having heaters, but
so did you go to Darlington, or did you have a smaller school somewhere?
No, I went to Darlington. I remembered before I started the school that there were other schools around. There was one out here at Garfield. There was one at Shannondale. My sister had went to school at Shannondale. There were other, I remember one north-south up there being tore down that had been a Greek school or something like that. I think there's a picture of it out here. We took our lunch. They weren't any school lunches then.
Yeah.
It was different.
How many were in one of your classes?
20-something. Tonight, the school building was, I think it was built in 1913 or 17 or something like that. It wasn't that bad. The kids, the great kids were on the first floor. The high school and the junior high was on the second floor. then they had in the basement, they had a shop, you know, with manual training for make wood and stuff. The girls had a home ec department on the other end of the hall. Of course, they had the gymnasium was the main thing. It was on the other side.
What was your favorite part? What did you like best in school?
Oh.
Going home at the end of the day?
That was a good part. I don't really remember hating school too much. Legends or whatever.
Like stories or anything, yeah.
Strangely enough, I don't really remember much of that nature. I remember there used to be a legend that there was some sort of a crazy person or something that took care of that lived around in the east of town. People kept saying they'd see him or whatever. I don't know whether that person ever was there or not, but that was the only thing I can remember people talk about. They, of course, the old timers just sat around town talking about the good old days and what have you. but as far as having anything spectacular that ever happened in town, it never did. I remember they had a big fire a couple of times, but that happens everywhere.
Do you remember if you knew anybody that fought in the Civil War? Did you remember any of those old guys?
Yeah, Noah Brock. When we had the Darlington Centennial in 1936, they trotted out Noah Brock. He lived out right outside of town. He was 100 years old, and he'd been in the Civil War. He was the only person I ever heard of that old back in those days.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear of many people lived as old as I am back then. But
it didn't happen that often.
No. But he was, remember, an old white-haired man with a long white beard. And that's about it. And then they, of course, they had, in 1936 was the Darlington Centennial. And they put together quite a pageant, I guess you call it. It went on for a couple of nights, I think. I know the whole countryside went and watched it. They set up, it was down in a hollow east of town, and they had everybody sat on the sides of the place up west of the Green Lawn Cemetery. Then it pretty much cleared out. It's all in the brush and thicket now, but they went through all the routine. They had the covered wagons and all the type of thing that they have is big time stuff.
So were they pretending it was 1836, or were they just having a big festivity?
No, it was, they had people's name that had come in that area, and I don't know what Darlington was supposed to have been named after. There's a few Darlingtons around the countryside, but I never heard anything about being anybody special.
Do you remember any kinds of entertainment in your town? Any special bands or the preachers come? Do you remember any of that as a kid?
Well, when I was real little, there was only one thing every year. Was the horse show. All the farmers would bring their horses into town. They'd have pulling contests, like they have tractor pulls like nowadays and so forth, but did it with horses in. And as far as entertainment, the people in town, of course, this is before I actually moved to town. There was a movie theater. That was one of the things that went way back. First movie I ever saw was Amos and Andy, I think, there for some reason. And I think churches, I know I had things going on. I remember occasionally it'd be, I remember a big farmer had built a new hog barn or something. And instead of having a house raising or so forth, they had a big barn dance there and so forth. Like just barely being there, I remember there was some cookies or that stuff like that to eat. But in town, I suppose, there was the movie theater, and then sometimes they'd have band concerts. And along with this horse show, well, they'd have other types of contests. Food, and women had food contests and things like that. Churches, of course, had dinners and things like that. They weren't pitching. They weren't things where you paid. They just had them.
Yeah.
Everybody bought something, and you sat down and ate. Families had reunions. We used to go. Most of my ancestors came from up in the Frankfort area, so we used to go up to Frankfort once. That was a big trip. And the state fair. That was the thing. Every year you had to go to the state fair. When I was 6 years old, I got to go to the World's, no, I was a little over six. Went to the World's Fair in Chicago in 1936. That was unbelievable. Had showed how they made cars. They had Sinclair Gasoline had a dinosaur exhibit. They had monster dinosaurs that looks about like the ones they shot out for the movies nowadays. And they go about, the biggest one would be out of his head out over the sidewalk and roar when you went under. But you didn't need an awful lot to be entertained then. Don't seem like they do now.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing to play when you were little? Were you too busy working?
Well, I didn't get work very hard. I had a tricycle. I like to ride out down the walk. Myself and an older sister who was an invalid, and mother and father, that was it.
That's a pretty small family for, well, what, in the 30s still, I guess.
Yeah, well.
So what was your favorite food that your mom made you?
Favorite food?
Yeah. Probably something nobody even makes still.
Well, nowadays I like look forward to having steak and all that kind of stuff. We had plenty of that. I don't think I like that. Or pie or something like that, mostly.
Do you have a favorite pie?
No. Nope. Any pie.
Any pie?
You still eat any kind, don't you?
Huh?
You still eat any kind.
Yeah.
Have you lived any other places in Montgomery County?
Crawfordsville.
That's it.
We got married, and then I came down here.
So is she from? Are you from Crawfordsville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So two places, baby. Well, you lived in two places.
But her family, part of her mother's side of her family, had come from Donington, but I knew her grandparents, mm-hmm. But we didn't know each other. Didn't know existed. But
actually, he had graduated from college when.
Yeah.
And he got a job, and he was right next door. That's how we met.
Just being neighbors?
No, I mean, I worked in a little printing company, and Bob worked at some kind of store.
Auto parts store.
Yeah, auto parts store. And that's how we met.
So what did you go to college for?
For an education, I guess.
Well, you were in the service, though.
GI Bill helped.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Without that, I'm sure I wouldn't have.
Did you have to go overseas?
I didn't go overseas. Went in 1944. I went in basic training. Then I went to aircraft mechanic school. We specialized in B-24s. B-24s were old hat then, so then I went up to the Boeing plant in Seattle, Washington, and went boned up on B-29s. And then I served in several air bases around the country, you know, training bases on ground crews. But the pilots would go away. We'd still be there. So. Most of the time, I was in later on when the war, well, actually, while I was in the first school, it was December 1944 when things went to pot in Europe. About half my class was pulled out of the Air Force, tossed back in the infantry, and went overseas. So I guess, and sadly enough, most of them were guys that had lower scores. That don't sound very good for the way they did things, but that's what happened. And some of them were older and had families. That was a bad part. Then probably the best place I was ever at in the service was Salt Lake City. And this was after the things were pretty well wound down. And ended up there doing clerical work. Did that for a while. Bingo, I ended up, got shipped to Williamsfield, Arizona. At that point, they were training Chinese pilots. Some of us went down there to be ground crews on that type of thing. But luckily, I ended up, my number came up and I got out. So I always wondered if those Chinese kids ended up which side they were on. But
what kind of jobs have you had after, like, you got out of the service?
After I got out of the service? Worked at a restaurant, I worked at a grocery store. All this was going on while I was going to school. What else did I do? I guess that's about it. And then until I got out, I got a job first thing that was selling auto parts on the road and in the store both. And we saw that wasn't going anywhere, so I followed the usual pattern for most guys back then. I went to Donnelly's. And Donnelly's back then was not the Donnelly's we have today.
So were you in the North plant, or was there an older one even?
North plant was it then. Back in those days, if you had any job at all that had your name on anything anywhere, you're part of the Donnelly family, you might say. Gaylord Donnelly or the Donnelly brothers would come down. They knew the people. It's not like now. But I was in the accounting department for various jobs. And then I made a supervisor of job costs and also of inventory control for a while, and they've had a big upheaval of jobs, and I ended up as a biller. And for a good many years, I billed one thing, World Book Encyclopedia. That was a pretty satisfying job, really. I had contact with our salesmen, I had contact with World Book people, and in fact, I've got a set of encyclopedias right now that's got my name on it, that World Book Encyclopedia donated when I retired.
How many years were you at Donnelly's?
41 years. That included a few months before I went to service.
Oh, you did before? Well, you worked there a little while before you went?
Yeah, everybody got a job at Donnelly's before you went to a school. Either that or on the farm, one or the other.
So what was the auto parts store called? Was that here in Crawfordsville when you worked for the auto parts store?
Yeah, it was right in the parking lot here that the courthouse was built.
Really? What was it called? Do you remember?
What was that called?
Maybe. She was a Bower show plant, which was behind me. I remember that. Well, I can't remember the name of our name of the store I worked at.
I can't remember that either. And I worked at
but it was right at the alley back of the courthouse that they're going to close off, or have closed off, I'm not sure which. It was right there.
We could probably look it up and see what the... We could look in the city guide maybe and find out what it was called.
Yeah.
And what was your... Where did you work? What was it called?
Bower show plant. They did car...
Well, they printed big posters for carnivals and circuses
and
all
that
kind of stuff.
That's neat. I've never heard of that.
And I worked in the office and stuff. I'd taken bookkeeping and stuff. So, but actually, we had seen each other before that time, hadn't we, Bob?
Yeah.
At the fireworks. And I thought, boy, that's the kind of guy I'd like to go with. And then I go to work, and they're both working. So
it was weird.
Well, back on that work business,
yep.
Before I ever, when I first moved to town, when I was a little kid, I mowed yard back then. I had three prizes, a quarter for a little yard, 35 cents for a medium-sized yard and 50 cents for a big yard. Now they probably get $5 and $10 and...
Probably more. Well, gas is $4 a gallon, right?
Yeah. And I worked at the movie theater, took tickets, and took care of the sound system.
Did you really?
By the sound system, they had a little thing on the little lever on the wall. If it sounded like it wasn't loud enough, you pull the lever one way, and if it sounded like it was getting too loud, you did the lever the other way. I think the Darlington Library has got that old movie equipment in the basement there somewhere.
Really? And so that's where you mowed and worked in the theater was at Darlington.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you finally came to Crawfordsville?
25.
25. So you went to
24,
service from
24, 24.
I was going to say, that ain't right. Because I was about 20 when I bought, you're about four, he's about 4 years older and a little more older than that.
Mm-hmm. What else you got there?
Did you have any expectations for what you were going to do for your life? Or?
Oh, I can't say I really did. I played well. Get a job and try to get ahead.
Yeah.
And I kept working at it. I didn't end up any big deal, but we made it.
Did you have anybody in your family that thought you'd go a certain job route and then you went somewhere a different way, or not really?
I don't think so. Really, I didn't have very much family. Some elderly uncles and one thing and another, and my mother had passed away. So I just kept plugging away.
Were you pretty young when you lost your mom too?
No. She
okay. She was older.
Well, she was older. She got to be had to go to a nursing, not a nursing home, but a retirement home, so forth. But we spent a lot of time taking care of her place, but.
Where'd your sister go? Did she move away, or was she?
No, my sister was. She had a condition that it caused her death. Somewhere she had a. My doctor in later years described it as a closed off. Spinal fluid. Circulation or something, and she had was able to. She went to school some when she was just a little girl, but she was kind of deformed a little bit with her head and one thing or the other, and so she passed away. She was quite a bit older than me, and but she passed away when she was in her like early 20s. And No. He died
really
as a result of a farm accident. I was 10 then. A cow fell out of a truck on him, and then while he was laid up with that, he had to have surgery, and ended up having a what they would call a heart attack now, but anyway, blood clot. Nowadays they wouldn't have anything like that. Yeah, but it's a good thing about the medicine system we got today. I've had two heart attacks, or two heart surgeries, broken leg, a broken hip, back surgery, all kinds of things. Still around. Service. I found his name on the draft thing upstairs once. He was one of the first ones to, because he had was deferred, I guess. Historical events, you might say, about politics.
Okay.
Depression. I remember a lot about that, even though I was pretty young at the time. I can remember the discussion when the banks were closed, what money they had they couldn't get, but we ate all the time. They grew everything we ate. You took eggs to town. You sold some crops for some money, cash money. I can remember all the discussion about the New Deal. The ideas the Democrats had for raising farm income, you grow less hogs, you grow less corn. If there's less stuff around, then prices will go up. You know, my father had almost everybody around absolutely hated that. It's hard to say, but I remember something that a couple of farmers would have went to jail for nowadays. I remember they advocated actually putting a stop to all this. But they all lived through it. All of a sudden, when things started moving up, that's when my father was able to move from the horse farming to tractor and one thing or the other. And then that's when he got hurt, so that was the end of that anyway.
Did you ever have people stop at the house to like try to get food that were hungry, or do you remember that, or did you have that where you were?
Well, how about gypsies? I never saw any, but I remember my dad talked about it when we lived, not in this newer house, but we lived down by the creek. I remember him talking about driving them off with a gun.
Wow.
Even later,
gypsies were.
Didn't they go through our town for a long time?
May have up here, not
they
not
did,
in front
they
of
did,
us.
Because I remember people
trained.
Talking about it.
People didn't worry about.
See, because I lived
a lot of stuff. My dad's
railroad behind us.
My dad's favorite hate was gypsies. I don't know. I think he has had a hog stolen one thing or another.
Well, leave a sour taste in his mouth.
Yeah. Plenty of food.
That's a big blessing.
Oh, I remember we had canned beef, we had canned chicken, we had canned this, we had canned everything. The whole basement was full of canned stuff.
Did you, when you like took stuff to town to sell, what were you trying to get the money for? Like butter, or did you do your own butter or milk, or do you have your own cows?
What cows? Yeah, he sold milk too.
Yeah.
At a dairy, dairy cows. I guess get money for explaining about clothes and shoes and socks, I guess. But
so did you help Dad around the farm a little, or did you have to help Mom in the house, or do you remember? They were pretty little then, I guess.
I was very old, but I tried. Sometimes they had little chores I was supposed to do, feed the chickens and things like that.
Did you gather eggs too?
I don't think I ever gathered eggs. I guess you didn't trust me with eggs. So,
so did the civil rights, any of that affect your life around here? Or were you a small enough community it didn't affect you much?
When I was a kid, I remember one Negro. When we had these horse shows every year, a colored boy from Crawfordsville, how he got to Darlington, I don't know, but he'd come to Darlington. He played with the kids, snowball. Nobody, he was just somebody that showed up. Everybody liked him. He was a lot of fun. I didn't have any contact with black people at all. I can remember a father talking about when he was a kid, a real old black man had lived in a cabin out in the sticks out around Bower somewhere. Nobody really knew why he was, where he came from or anything else. He was just there. I guess he did some chores till he died. He had a picture of it once upon a time, but I don't know what happened to it. I could probably use it around here if I had it.
Yeah.
civil rights, I guess my father and parents were like everybody else was in the 1930s. They called them niggers. Black people were niggers. That was simple. Nobody thought anything about it. I don't know. We talked about the Ku Klux Klan. Negro and so forth. My dad talked about the Ku Klux Klan, but there was nothing about Negroes involved. They were anti-Catholics. Yeah, he talked about when he was asked to join, he wasn't having to do with it. He didn't have anything against any Catholics, so why should he worry about it? And he didn't believe in secret stuff. He didn't even believe in any kind of secret stuff, even the perfectly legitimate lodge halls. He didn't believe that. Exactly where, but I know he was, his father and two brothers came from Ohio. I never knew anything about it. My daughter since then up in Michigan has been digging through all kind of stuff. She's even tracked me back to somebody got hung in England once upon a time. But since she's got into that, she's never had a chance to come down to go. She'd go and show me a lot of stuff.
She said she's yours.
But he and his, he had a brother and a sister that died quite young, but he and his brother, he and sweat brothers, all end up farming here. My grandfather didn't died about 70, so yeah, that I thought that was pretty old back then, I know. I never knew anything at all about my ancestors at the time, but I say, and my daughter does, I don't.
No, we'll find out one of these days, I guess.
And your mom's family, you said, were they around Frankfurt?
No, my dad's family was around Frankfurt. My mother's family were scattered all over the world, really. She'd been born in Lafayette, moved to Chicago. Her mother died, and she was farmed out to her grandmother here and her sister, but an aunt down Ladoga. So, and she had a brother that was in World War One. Came back and wrote letters to her. Went out west. That was the last she ever heard of him, except once when I was a grown up, I guess.
Yes, because we were married.
Yeah, we were married. Somebody called her on the phone looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
That was all.
Weirdest thing.
Since then, my other daughter has been into this stuff. She tracked him down to dying in Chicago such and such a year, and nobody knows. That was really weird. I remember Harry Truman.
Mm-hmm.
I walked down and looked at him.
And then there's somebody else, you said?
But Bobby Kennedy got as far as the airport. I think he came in and saw some top Democrats or something. But that's all I know.
That's all that you remember?
I think somebody that had been really big in the atomic energy program came and made some kind of a big address out at Wabash College one time to an big outdoor cloud, but I can't remember his name now. Outside of that, I can't think of my, maybe a governor or two now and then.
One of the things I'm fascinated about is some of like the little towns and names of the little places that aren't around anymore. Do you remember any of those that you know aren't around anymore?
Of course, I remember when Garfield out here had a grocery store and a school. Bowers, of course, they was a grocery store there at once upon a time. But the other one out by, of course, they got Mace over here in Lindsberg, but there was another little one down there farther, but I can't remember the name of that one now.
Remember places like Bristle Ridge? Did you ever hear of places like that?
Nope.
Did you guys have nicknames for anything? Because I've heard of things like Duck Pond Corner. Do you have little nicknames for places? Or
Turnip Seed Corners up north of Johnson. There had been a family named Turnip Seed there forever. There was never any town or anything. It was just Turnip Seed Corners. And I remember when a lady named Turnip Seed still lived there. No, I don't remember too much about it other than that. Shannerdale, of course, was a pretty thriving place once upon a time.
What was there? Do you remember what was there?
School, church, grocery store. And, of course, it was kind of a big industry. They had a Harpel feed. I think it was Harpel feed company or a seed company. That's about it.
So what do you think, is there anything else you'd like recorded about your life that you think's great?
Oh, great, great, great.
Well, it doesn't have to be great.
not the only thing I'm ready to say is my wife and I have married 63 years, we raised four kids. We got ten grandkids, six great grandkids. We got two or three step-grandkids and one thing or another that we were pretty proud of, too. But
yeah, but we did a lot of traveling.
Yep.
63 years, though.
Yeah, and 63. We did one thing we always wanted to do, and we did that. We traveled.
We even went to Hawaii.
Yeah, what a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah. In Hawaii, the last thing we did was the New Orleans, the World War II Museum down there.
Yeah, we wanted to see that.
In fact, she's got me on some honor roll down there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Down there.
Yeah, I've got his, since he was in the service.
But been to New England. We met a college, not a college friend, but when my wife and I were first married, he was a Wabash student that lived next to us, and we went to his retirement over at Yale University a few years ago. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Grant Mullen was quite active at Wabash.
Yeah. He got to be an official at Yale University, money-raising official. He started out being a official in the YMCA all over the country. But he ended up at Yale.
Frank Mullen.
I remember he talked about he'd been to see what's the guy in the computer industry, the young guy that started out with.
Not Steve Jobs, the other one? Bill Gates?
Yeah, Bill Gates. He'd been to see him about raising money for Yale.
Mm-hmm.
He told about that, and we wished him well. And since then, he's still alive, but he's in a nursing home, I think. But we've been to other places. Florida, natural places, the usual places, Florida and the Las Vegas and all that type of thing.
Well, one thing, our kids live in California, so of course we did do some stuff.
Two of our kids were in the service. They both of them in service technically during wartime. The son was in the Navy, this Iraqi thing. He says out of the Navy a long time now, but my daughter technically was in the tail end of Vietnam. She was and she joined like they call the WACS then. Was it not like the shooting type woman nowadays, is they? She was a devil, but she still was their part. I guess that's about it.
I think I've seen pictures of you involved in the church. Is that a big part of your life always?
Yeah, it used to be, yeah.
When you were younger?
Yeah.
And where did you go?
That's right. She's.
Yeah,
remember I told you about she came up with all those pictures for us, you know.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we still are, except, we have been having bad health. I'm having trouble with my legs and some stuff, but we do still go, and we're still members. And you know what? Our church has changed. They don't have prayer meeting. They don't have the stuff that
that you enjoy probably.
That we enjoyed.
Yeah. Yeah, we were really active. I was church treasurer at one time.
Yeah, Bob was did a lot.
Head usher, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff.
First Baptist.
First Baptist.
Yeah.
That's great. But you've been married 63 years.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
A lot of years, isn't it?
That is a lot of years. So what traditions or community traditions do you think it's bad that they aren't still doing or that they should be doing? Is there anything that you can think of that you miss? Should do.
We don't have enough stuff up at town, do they, Bob?
Oh, yeah, of course, that's economics, I guess. Life was better when you went uptown to shop than it is when you drive out to Walmart.
And you probably remember when the cars were even parked in the middle of Washington Street, I bet, don't you?
Yeah. I can remember when I've had it. I've been vaguely remember
the interurban. Was it still there? Do you barely remember it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ride on it when you were little?
No, no. No. I remember seeing it. We had to watch for it out in the country. You heard it at night. It was a sound. You heard the mid-states whistle at night.
Yeah.
That's what barbers went by a lot, those mid-states. What time it is to quit or start or whatever.
Is that what it was? Yeah. The beginning and ending? Yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff I didn't know. Is there any other little things like that that nobody, like, we just don't know those things today?
No, you wouldn't know.
Can you think of any other little...
When you went out, when you sat out at night in the dark, late at night, you did this here. Car after car going past. You didn't see anything. You didn't hear anything. There used to be a neighbor kid over the way with a motorcycle. Maybe late at night, that was the only thing you heard was him coming home from somewhere on that motorcycle. You could hear it all over the country. It's not like that anymore. Miss what?
What do you miss the most out of, like, the way things used to be, the quiet or the how people got together and visited? Need a nap?
I think it is people getting together like they used to.
Yeah,
we got Memorial Day coming up. When I was a little kid, Memorial Day was something special. It wasn't for, it was just something people got together. It wasn't necessarily had to do with veterans' decorations or whatever. Everybody went to the cemetery. You saw people from everywhere. They put out real flowers. They didn't bring in stuff from Walmart or Reese and one other. Fourth of July was, again, it was just a time to celebrate. People had to. Fourth of July was my dad's favorite holiday, I think. He spent money on fireworks to shoot off that he wouldn't have done for spilling for anything else. But Memorial Day, especially, I remember that.
Still
everybody went to the cemetery.
They're still having those, so they still have the stuff at the park. You may have not went, but we always did.
Yeah.
Just went to the park. And you know, that was something special.
I'm talking about when you sat in the backyard, legally shut off cannon crackers.
Well, I know.
So do you remember, like, Christmases when you were little? Did you get, like, a piece of candy, or you got something practical, like clothes or socks? Or was it even a big deal when you were little?
I got maybe a book and an orange. But orange was something special. And I think my folks always managed to come up with a book or something for me.
Well, that worked out good. You ended up working in a library, huh?
Yeah. And the Darlington Library was something special too.
And I had my last dog with that tan. And my granddaughter, she fell in love with that thing, so I gave it to her. She probably should have saved it so people could have seen, you know, what they looked like.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. When it was.
Yeah. We'll talk about the library. I remember the first book I checked out of the library up at Darlington was Bear's Blue River.
Yes. Yep.
And not too long ago, we had it here.
By Major? Isn't it by Major?
I think that was the name. The old library, they had two or three copies. I think maybe they don't got two or three copies anymore.
They're hard to find. That's neat that you remember that. So did you go once you moved to Darlington, or when you were still little and lived out in the country? Did you go?
No, I never was in the library until I moved to town. And then, of course, at the library, when you went to the library, you sat down and kept your mouth shut, and the librarian, shh, shh, shh. And that library is doing pretty well up there. They built onto it. It's pretty nice. About talked out, I think.
Yeah, I thought you were probably getting tired. Well, thank you for coming in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why me?
Because you're great. Wonderful. They just wanted somebody that would do it, I guess, you know, and be a part of it. And it's great that you remember the library. That's wonderful for us, you know.
Hey? Yeah.
That's right. That is.
Well.
Thank you.
I used to, my sister and I spent half our time going to the library.
Something over there now. I've been able to get over there.
It was a great, you know, I mean, my sister and I spent a lot of time.
Yeah.
No, it is. It is.
It's pretty building.